Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. Newton's Priorities in Economic Development by Lucia Dolan. Newton's economy has changed over the last 25 years. In 2000, commercial property taxes were 20% of total property taxes. In 2026, they are less than 8%. Recognizing that economic development is critical for the health of our city, Mayor Laredo has asked the City Council to move economic development from the Planning Department to the Mayor's Office to support cross-department work and elevate its profile. Economic priorities were discussed last week at the Zoning and Planning Committee and Economic Development Commission meetings, where the city's new economic development team, Director Lauren Berman and Deputy Director Cheryl Lappin, introduced themselves. They said their top priorities in this challenging economic environment are to support and sustain Newton's existing businesses, attract new business by positioning Newton as a premier place to do business in the greater Boston area, address vacant storefronts, which weaken village centers, streamline permit processes for new and expanding businesses, to roll out the welcome mat, and increase business visibility and encourage foot traffic to village centers by partnering with other departments, such as arts and culture or parks and recreation. Working with two interns from Harvard University, the economic development team is creating a database of vacant storefronts, which will be available on the city website, to apply for grants through the state's Vacant Storefronts program and to help businesses find a new location. Councillor Liesl Baker expressed concerns about the impact of large corporations and the traffic they bring to the villages of Newton, and about the ability of the planning department to support the city with two senior vacancies in addition to losing the economic development staff, but he voted to approve their move to the mayor's office. Councillors John Oliver, David Kalis, and Stephen Farrell expressed frustration with large corporations choosing neighboring communities over Newton. They urged the team to compete more for large businesses, especially those requiring office space. Councillor Susan Albright stressed the need to streamline the permit process to improve Newton's reputation. "It should not take 6 months for a business to get its sign changed," she said. Despite these reservations, the committee voted unanimously to recommend moving the economic development staff and function into the mayor's office. The item now goes to the full city council for a vote on Tuesday, January 20th. Improving the permitting process is also a priority for the Economic Development Commission. The Commission's four priority areas for 2026 are as follows. In the area of art and culture, they aim to create a cultural map, increase spaces for art and entertainment, develop cultural activities like the Halloween window painting contest that bring people into the villages, promote success stories to increase awareness of how culture supports economic development, and create an online platform to link business and culture. In the area of education, they plan to hold a public meeting with a roundtable of business developers to provide an overview of the 2025 strategy plan and get feedback. In the area of zoning, they plan to update the city's use lists, which describe allowable economic activity in each zone, since outdated or incomplete lists may inadvertently turn away potential businesses. They also plan to conduct a study to identify available commercial space, determine if they are viable for development, and if so, look for developers. In the area of licensing and permit reform, they aim to make new gov permitting pages transparent, since currently, viewers must create an account to access information, and the general online permitting and licensing help FAQ pages are not found. They also plan to make new gov searchable using AI like ChatGPT, reduce duplicate forms, list all required licenses and permits in one place, as they estimate there are over 100 required licenses, and link the license to the related regulation. The Newton Economic Development Commission will be discussing the 2025 strategic plan released last December at its February 10th meeting. That's all for today's Fig City News podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.